This is Stateside. I'm April Baer.
Michigan's state capitol building is viewed broadly as the people's house. Unlike most government buildings, there are no restrictions on movement, only to the House and Senate chambers. And there also are no restrictions on open carrying firearms at the Capitol. On May 1st, dozens of protesters entered the building in Lansing, screaming sometimes at security and police, and carrying high-powered rifles into the state Senate gallery, where some continued to make their views known to the assembled lawmakers at full volume. Those sights shook up a lot of people. The Michigan State Capitol Commission has discussed whether some action might be appropriate. Some legislators have also been talking about whether certain rules on guns at the state capitol might be something that lawmakers should talk about. John Truscott is vice chair of the Michigan State Capitol Commission. He's also a principal at Truscott Rossman Public Relations in Lansing. Mr. Truscott, welcome back to Stateside.
Glad to be here.
Now, this is not a terribly unusual sight. Every year in Lansing, there's a Second Amendment Day at the Capitol, and gun enthusiasts show up and walk around in the House and Senate galleries. Was something about last week's protests different in your view?
Clearly, it was different. I think there's a different level of frustration and anger. And when Capitol Commission staff has interacted with the Second Amendment rally folks, they've always been respectful. They've been calm and collected. They've been really good to work with. And there have been no concerns, no issues at all. What happened last week had a very aggressive tone to it. It was a different nature. And the staff and I think people in the building just felt differently about it, and that it really exceeded anything that had been seen in the past.
When protesters with guns do show up at the Capitol, it reminded some of us that there are no posters or signs allowed at the Capitol building, meaning to say you can carry in a rifle or a handgun, but you can't carry a sign that makes your political views known. How did Michigan's rules get set in this way?
You know, there were rallies, and I can't remember the exact timing of this, but there were rallies roughly 20 years ago or so that signs were brought into the building and actually did some damage. There have been other protests where people were pounding on the railings around the building, sometimes just with their hands, and then their rings did damage, but other times that they were pounding with things that made additional noise, and it did damage the paint on the railing. So we have had damage in the Capitol, and this is historic, very expensive paint to keep. There's texture to it and relief effects to it. So, you know, we try to keep the building in as pristine condition as possible. It is a living, breathing, working museum. And so I think at the time the legislature, because there were quite a few signs and other things brought in the building, just said we're not going to take the chance of having that kind of damage. So anything brought in like a sign would have to stay outside.
There are places in Michigan that have been designated as gun-free zones, schools, campuses of higher education. What's the difficulty in talking about making the Capitol gun-free?
You know, there's a legal aspect and then a practical aspect at the same time. On the practical side, we have always tried to keep the building as open and accessible to the public as possible. In addition to being, as I said, a living museum, it is a place where the people's business does get done. So open access is really important to us. And in addition, we have a lot of kids who come through for tours. It's a beautiful building and it's a wonderful tour to take if anybody hasn't done so. We have also discovered, and we expect to get a legal briefing on at our regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, that the Capitol Commission does not have jurisdiction on things like guns in the Capitol. We would not, I don't think, have jurisdiction on signs either. Any restrictions have to take place in the legislature and be done by state law.
And yet, do you feel that the commission has some responsibility to talk about what happened?
Yeah, I think we will talk about it. We are going to get a briefing. We've asked our legal counsel for a history and how we got to where we are today, and then for what our jurisdiction is. I have been telling people, I said, we're kind of like the caretakers of a museum. That's our responsibility, the physical part of the building, the infrastructure of the building, so the heating and cooling and electrical and the staff that maintains the building, as well as the grounds around the building. We have not had to get involved in anything like whether guns should be permitted or not in the building. It's just been beyond our purview.
Yeah. I know that there have been some conversations among members of the legislature about how some sort of action might be taken. The bills that have been proposed so far seem mostly to have come from Democrats, so it's not clear what the path forward would be with the legislature under Republican control. But have you talked to any lawmakers about this, about how they felt about the protests or their consideration of changing the rules?
I've talked to a few lawmakers. I've talked to some lobbyists and staff as well. The lawmakers that I've talked to have been on the Democrat side. I have not talked to Republicans, but you know, pretty much across the board, there was the same concern that this group that was in the building, half a dozen or so individuals that I'm told by unofficial sources, some of them may not even be Michigan residents, but that there was a different feel to these individuals, much more threatening than what has ever happened before. And that's a big concern for a lot of people.
A number of observers came away feeling that no one deserves to do their job with someone brandishing a gun standing right next to them. And there was a sense, even from Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, that the protesters were trying to intimidate. If nothing changes, I mean, you have some political experience having worked in the Engler administration. If nothing changes in Lansing, do you think those intimidation tactics will have been successful?
I think those tactics backfired. That's a legitimate message and concern about frustration for the economy and not being able to work and people just expressing their views, which is their First Amendment right to do so. But these six individuals really hijacked that entire message and diverted it to one of safety in our Capitol building and concern for the people that work there. And look, I'm a Second Amendment advocate. I'm a gun owner. But there is absolutely no reason to bring a loaded rifle into the Capitol building. That's just over the top. And I've talked to a lot of fellow gun owners who feel exactly the same way.
John Truscott is vice chair of the Michigan State Capitol Commission. John, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.